From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your Thursday morning headline. Chicago has passed the Omicron peak, so says Dr. Allison Arwady, but the city's top doc cautions we're a long way from being out of the woods. Hospitalizations remain near pandemic highs. The average number of daily COVID cases is down 46% from last week at 2,900. The positivity rate has also dropped to 12.6%. The federal government is releasing 400 million N95 masks from the nation's stockpile to help protect Americans from the Omicron surge. The free face masks will be available at pharmacies and community health centers late next week. The feds hope a youth movement will help address the nationwide shortage of truck drivers. Currently, 18-year-olds can get their CDL licenses in Illinois, but can't drive across state lines. A new federal apprenticeship program changes that. The trucks used in the program will have automatic emergency brakes, forward-facing cameras, and a max speed of 65 miles per hour. And at the start, each 18-year-old will have an experienced driver riding shotgun. A stinging stretch of Arctic air starts today with a high of 17, but the wind chill will make it feel like it's in the single digits. We'll also see some lake effect snow in northwest Indiana. Join us on CBS 2 and get updates around the clock on our CBS Chicago website and free app.